They are from Edmonds, Washington, by way of Detroit, where they've lived for quite a while. And they are in the choir at their church at St. Peter by the Sea. So the Dabbs family, Cassandra, Joe, and Lori, along with more from the Holden family.
Thank you. Just to let you know, my daughter and Joe and I, we've been performing together for about 4.5 years, and we've picked up some help tonight, so I'd like to introduce them to you. This is Nathan on drum, and Jennifer, and Chris on drum, and over here we have Corey on auto harp, and Jim on guitar, and Matt on bass, and Cassandra on piano. This is a song that I did for Vespers when I was here a few weeks ago, and so we'd like to just go through it once, and then we would enjoy it if you'd like to join us. We have some cue cards if you need them, but it's a pretty simple song. And thank you, Michelle, for the assistance.
Thank you so much. We had a great time getting together with the people you see up here, and we got together around 3 o'clock and went through some up-tempo dancing music that we'll do later. And it may not be the tightest stuff you've ever heard, but we think it's really important to grab whoever we can from the community. If we're singing on the street and you pass by, we might just ask you to sing. And we kind of believe in that. We like to share our music as much as possible. Even if we're doing a solo or something, we wouldn't be singing as good as we would be if somebody wasn't out there listening. So it's a two-way thing there.
Then let's just give them a hand. That was
great. Yeah, that was great, you guys. Woo!
Thank you. I'd like to read a poem that I wrote about 2 years ago. I thought this poem would be appropriate here because, for one thing, I just want to say we like to start our sets with that song, "Thank You, Lord," because we really feel blessed by God. And it's His love in our life that makes us keep coming out here to sing and perform for people. And this is a poem that I wrote, and it's important to me because I like to view myself as a vessel, and that's how it starts, a vessel for God. Vessels of hope we are. Intents and purpose must be on track, for we steer the course of others. Beacons on a rising sea. Blinding blackness is all around people in our times. The helm in the heart must be made like oak. I see no middle ground. Weak thoughts and beliefs cannot survive the tempest of change in the air. Know your roots and sink them deep, burrowing like a crab. Gifts of the heart must be tended and encouraged. Know who you are and where you stand, or the current will pull you under.
This is a song by Leonard Cohen, and it's called "Bird on the Wire." Like a bird on a wire, like a drunk at a midnight choir, I have tried in my ways to be free. Like a worm on a hook, like a knight from some old-fashioned book, I have saved all my ribbons for thee. I saw a beggar leaning on his wooden cross. He said, "Hey, mister, you must not ask for so much." No. I saw a lady leaning from her darkened door. She said, "Hey, mister, why not ask for more?" Like a beast with his horn, like a baby stillborn. I've torn everyone who reached out for me. Yeah, but I swear by this song and by all that I have done wrong, I will make it all up to thee. If I've been untrue,
never untrue,
I hope you know it was never to you.
Never to you, no, no.
And if I've been unkind, that you will just let it go by. More
like a bird on a wire,
like a drunk at a midnight choir. I have
tried
in my way to be free. Thank you. Hats off to Leonard Cohen on that one. Leonard Cohen's written a great number of just wonderful songs, and he's quite a guy. Next, I'd like to do one of ours called You Can Rely on the Lord. In this song, you may notice a bit of Southern sounds. Well, that's my heritage. I was born in Alabama, and I'll say that's you'll catch them. It's not all there is in there, but
rely on the Lord to see you through.
When all else fails, he's right there beside you. Wider than the sky, deeper than the sea, longer than forever, and he's right there in your heart. Wider than the sky, deeper than the sea, longer than forever, and he's right there in your heart.
Thank you. Hey, we're going to let Lori off the hook here for a second.
No.
This song is a real old Irish tune, and it's called Last from the Low Country. And I'll let Cassandra introduce this song.
I've been singing this song ever since I must have been, I don't know, seven, and so it's something that I've always known, something that I've always sung. So it's about a girl that falls in love with the Lord, and she's like a maid, and she's low and not good enough for him. And this is, it describes her feelings and her love and her despair and what she goes through. And it's really old, so I hope you enjoy it.
Cassandra. This is a song I'll dedicate to all the children in the audience, and including my little Athena, if she's somewhere. She's probably up there messing with the controls, I'll betcha. She's what?
Buying ice cream.
She's by a stream. She's by a stream.
Oh, she's buying ice cream.
Well, my hearing isn't so good anymore. But anyway.
She missed dinner, so she's eating ice cream.
Oh, okay. That's right, she did, yeah. They heard the bell, and it was for something else.
Here, we need to switch mics.
Oh, okay. This song is reminiscent of summer days as a youth and going outside and playing games, perhaps barefoot, just before the sun sets when the dew is on the ground and our imaginations run free. Hopefully you'll be experiencing some of those times up here at Holden like that, a chance to relax and kind of rediscover yourself. But this is a song by a group called The Incredible String Band. And it's called Witch's Hat. We're constantly changing our stuff. When you see us whisper, we're either fighting or changing what the, our set was going to be.
We won't fight it, Holden.
No.
Oh, no?
Certainly, the children have seen them. In quiet places where the moss grows green.
Colored shells jangle together. The wind blows cold, the new day's old. The trees whisper together. And bent in the wind they lean. La 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 la.
Oh, next week a monkey is coming to stay.
Ooh, if I was a witch's hat. Sitting on her head like a paraffin stove. I'd fly away and be a bat. Cross the air I would go.
Thank you. Anyway, I have to say that I'd been singing that song for years, and one day Athena, we had some cherries, and she put them all, the stems there, and I said, "What are you doing?" She says, "Wearing black cherries for rings." I thought, "Doing." I've been singing that for years, and I never knew what it meant. You know, because I was thinking the cherry, and then you stick your finger through it, and it just falls apart, you know, like an olive when you pit it.
You had to be a kid, Joe.
Oh.
Oh, well.
Let's do... No, let's do fly.
Okay.
Okay, fly.
looking over the mountain. Watch the sun sail out to the sea. Follow the seagulls down and chase the clouds to the sea. Me, I know I'm just a man, but my mind. Looking into the heaven,
into the heaven,
I can feel you there with me. Breathtaking senses, scintillating,
scintillating,
ride the waves of ecstasy.
Me, I know I'm just a man.
Well, since we're on the subject of floating around and flying, there's another song that we do called Fly Away With Me. It's not the, I think, Vic Damone number. It's one of our own. But there's a word or a line in this song that I really feel is, I can write some stinkers, but sometimes I can write just a little part of a song where it really is really true, I think, at least for me. And something about The Light Was My Love. See, I wrote the song, and I can't even tell you what the lines were in front of it. I just have to play it. I've written other kinds of songs. You know, my publisher calls me and he goes, Joe, Leslie Uggams is just do an album tomorrow, or give me a song in the morning and FedEx it to me or something. And she didn't do it, so her album was a flop. So there. But that wasn't really from the heart. Well, this song is from the heart. If it's not from the heart, I'll tell you, here's a frivolous song. But frivolous songs are fun, too. They are. Looking out my window, I see a crow sitting on a limb. He look at me with him beady eye, and I contemplate him. His life ain't easy, this I know. Mine's the same way too. It makes no difference, right or wrong, in the light of the moon.
place where we can be free. I got no wings, said I, but that don't matter, said he. I need to know if you're going there with me. Eyes grew heavy, then grew dim. I heard a rustling in the leaves. Suddenly I was borne aloft, gliding over the trees. I saw this world from a different place. I knew the patterns from above. Into the starlit night we flew, and the light was my love. I got no wings, said I, but that don't matter, said he. I need to know if you're going there with me. Got to know if you're going there with me. I got to know if you're going there with me. To know if you're going there with me.
Thank you.
All right.
Keep it going, okay. Oh, jeez, look at my nails, they're all falling apart. Oh, any kids in the audience? Teenagers. Raise your hand if you're a teenager.
Oh, no.
You got one? Wait. Ah, shoot. Well, this song is really for teenagers. But, gosh, I don't know if I should sing it or not.
Calling all teenagers to the
Vanessa,
BC.
Vanessa, you come in here.
All right, Vanessa.
We had a symposium at our church. This is the one back in Dearborn. We kind of bounce around a little bit. But this is back in Michigan. And we had, as part of our Lenten services, which we didn't really call them services, we called them meetings for some reason or other. At any rate, each week it was a different topic. And on this particular day, our topic was AIDS and AIDS awareness. And so we brought the chairman of the Michigan chapter of non-judgmental AIDS awareness and aid. And he came and talked. And he was really happy. He didn't know what kind of response he would get, but we had everybody out, and he asked how many kids are there, and everybody raised their hand, and there were lots of them there. And then he gave a message specifically to them, and it was a really good message. And this song contains the message, even though you're not teenagers. I'll sing it to you anyway. If your teenagers were here, I'd sing this to them. It's a song about drug abuse. And the name of the song is Life is for the Living. Parenthesis, Death is for the Dead. I've written a few message songs, and this is one of them. I could tell all kinds of stories about this subject, but I won't. We'll just leave it to the song. Because I've played with a lot of people that were... pretty heavy into that sort of thing. From different eras, too. This one bass player gentleman, famous all over Europe as upright jazz bass players, played at La Scala, all over the place. And he couldn't get a gig in Detroit, a paying gig. He had to play with me in a little honky bar out in the suburbs where they didn't even know if he was any good or not to get money. And he would bring whoever would give him a ride. And he brought these great musicians, but it was like the town just was not paying. And he was from the 50s, and that's what people did in the 50s. They were, I don't know. Anyway, here's the song. And there's my harmonica player.
And as the song goes,
well. Some folks believe in praying for things they wish to be. Some folks believe in damning their own reality. But I believe in doing what's not been done before. And I won't think of leaving till I've opened up the door. Life is for the living, brother. Death is for the dead. Come live the life that we were meant to live. Death is for the dead. Come live the life that we were meant to lead. Well, I saw a man in Detroit with a needle in his arm. That man, he thought he had something. He believed his life was charmed. You can bet that man saw something, for his eyes were open wide. He won't see the sun tomorrow, for his ticket was his life. Oh, life is for the living, brother. Death is for the dead. Come live the life that we were meant to live. Life is for the living, brother. Death is for the dead. The next song is by a duo that you may have never heard of, but they're really wonderful people. They're called Hedge and Donna. Anybody ever here heard Hedge and Donna? Anybody? Well, they came out around 1968 or so. They were a biracial couple, and they lived in this little, little abandoned place off of Sunset Boulevard, about a block past. And it was no water, no nothing like that. But they had their music, and they had a little child, and they wrote the most wonderful songs. They put out about 7 or 8 albums, and I found my sister had one, and we're going to do a song off that, and it's called Jamie. I found a record shop down in Renton, Washington, and they had all these albums I never knew that they had done. So they must have been popular out on the West Coast for some length of time. But this one is called Jamie. Incredible string band who got it from this family in the mountains of Appalachia somewhere.
And I love morning's bright and early and fine. Good night.
Good night.
Gonna walk in Jerusalem just like John.
Good night. Good night.
And his rod and his staff shall comfort me.
Good night.
Tell A for the ark, get water to flow.
Oh, good night. Good night.
Tell
good night.
B for the beast in the taming
oh,
of the wood.
Good night. Good night.
You know
good
they
night.
Eat all the children when they wouldn't be good. Good night.
Good night.
I remember
night.
Quite well. I remember quite
oh,
well.
Good night.
Night.
Jesus loves you the best.
I bid you good night.